on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Welcome to the Runnin' Rebels Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by Chevron. It's proven no gasoline gets better mileage than Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. And by State Farm. Go with the one that's here to help life go right. Talk to an agent today at 800 State Farm. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Curtis Terry.
Armacho, top of the key. Mbaké steals the entry pass. Mbaké down the right side. All the way under, lays it up and in. Mbaké probably got away with an over-the-top foul there. That's what Carvacho's complaining about. The Rebels will take it in 28.
Mbaké Jean, part of the terrific effort for the Runnin' Rebels the other night as they absolutely took apart a very good Colorado State basketball team and won the game by a final score of 80-56 to earn their ninth conference win of the season and build even more momentum. That's two in a row in conference. And the Rebels, I think, have won 9 of 11 at home now, doing a great job at the Thomas and Mack. They hit the road for the third-to-last game of the regular season as they take on undefeated San Diego State this Saturday afternoon down in San Diego. Hi, everybody. I'm John Sandler, along with the head coach, T.J. Otzenberger. Curtis Terry battling traffic. He'll be here shortly. And we are getting ready for that little stretch run in the Mountain West Conference. And the Rebels are poised. They have cemented themselves in the top six. The conference is kind of split into 6 and 5, and the Rebels are definitely in that top six. They're part of a tie for that fifth spot right now. And there's some debate as to whether you want to finish fifth or sixth. We'll see. But I think the Rebels just are going to keep trying to win games and do the best they can. And they've done absolutely great. And we are now joined by the head coach, T.J. Otzenberger. And, Coach, big win at the Pit since we were last here, and then an absolutely terrific performance at home against Colorado State.
Yeah, the Pit going on the road and winning there anytime, regardless of the year, the situation, that's a really challenging place to play, tough environment. Hard place to come out with a victory. Proud of our guys. We went in there. They had been 14-1 at home. Then to follow that up with the game against Colorado State, which was probably our most complete game of the year. Defensive effort was suffocating against a really good offensive team. And our guys turned that into offense and transition. It was really a great thing to watch. So great week for us. Now opportunities in front of us on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of folks have commented to me personally, online, what have you. I didn't see that coming. And your initial reaction, talking about the victory by close to 30 points over Colorado State, and your initial reaction is, yeah, I didn't see it coming because the Rebels had played so many close games and Colorado State took care of business up in Fort Collins. But if you stop and think about it, maybe you did see it coming because you saw flashes. You saw 10 minutes here or 20 minutes there and a half here. And the Rebels were able to put it all together. And I really think that may be the more appropriate way of looking at that Colorado State game.
Well, I think with our guys, too, I do feel good that we've continued to improve throughout the season. At times, you know, we hit that stretch where we had that 4 games that was really hard. You know, when you're going on the road playing good teams, you're going to have to make a certain amount of shots. You're going to have to see the ball go through the goal, one, for your confidence, two, for the points. So I still know and feel like our guys have continued improving, and that's the name of the game, is to get into mid-February and as you're going into March, be playing your best basketball with the ability to keep improving. Our guys are at that point right now.
They really are, and individually I think you've seen that improvement as well. We could start with Marvin Coleman, who, given the opportunity, just took off. And he reminds me of one of those little cars, you know, when you're a kid, you zoom them back and you let them go and they just take. And that's kind of what Marvin has done this year. I actually just saw Robert Smith a little while ago, and Robert is doing much better, thank you. He's improving. Still a long way to go, but he's definitely improving. But when I told him that Marvin had cemented himself as the point guard for the Runner Rebels, his eyes got huge because he's known Marvin since he was a little kid. And you could just tell the pride was there. And I know you feel some of that similar pride in how Marvin has improved.
Well, Marvin has done what you want every young person to do in their life. Fight through adversity, be given a challenge, step up and rise to the occasion, and then do it day after day after day after day. And that's what life's about, is being an everyday guy. And Marvin has demonstrated that with character, resiliency, belief, and an unsatisfying passion and desire for UNLV basketball to win games, that he can bring it every night and help take our program to a different level.
It's exactly what you need. And given that, is your level – I know you were supremely confident about the future of this program. Has that confidence increased simply because of Marvin Coleman and his presence in this program for the next couple of years?
His presence in the program gives us the opportunity to have somebody that when you bring in young guys, that he can help mentor, mold, and be an example for them on how to do everything. When programs are going to continue to succeed and move forward, young people need somebody to look up to on a daily basis and somebody that can say to them, hey, this is how we do this here. This is how we practice. This is how we approach the weight room. This is how we prepare to play in games. So I think it's so important that you have a guy that does that with no agenda outside of the team winning the game. That's really hard to find, and we're really fortunate to have Marvin.
Absolutely, well said. And I think there are other guys who have shown that improvement you referred to. You talk about the team improving. Well, that indicates that individuals have improved. And we'll get to Bryce in a moment. He's going to join us later on in the show. But other guys have shown significant improvement too, especially recently. Vitaly Shebel has really stepped up and filled a much-needed role for the Runner Rebels.
He has. I mean, it's not just the shots. Certainly against Fresno, going 3-for-3 from three. It's his ability to stretch a defense, but it's also he probably is the most consistent guy crashing the boards. He doesn't always get the most, but he is in there, and he gives it a good run and an honest effort every single time. And so we've seen guys through the course of the year, based on their ability level, continuing to prove and step up. Eli Long just came off his two best games, you know, as a Rebel these last two games. Bryce continues each week. He has 25-10 in a good home win, and it seems like, well, that's just kind of another game for him now. And those are not common numbers by any stretch. And so I'm really proud of the guys that they've continued to work. I didn't even mention Jay Green.
Yeah, exactly.
How about Jay Green?
Jay will be here tonight, and his improvement has been marked. It's no question.
No, he's – shoot, last game he was the guy that could prevent Carvacho from even touching the ball. So all those guys, they know they're important. They know they're valuable. They know we're going to keep pushing them and challenging them, and really proud that they're continuing to prove step up individually when their name is called, but also collectively.
Have you sensed that improvement and the success the Rebels have had has brought the team closer together? Sometimes they say adversity brings the team together. I think winning does it even more. It's a stronger cement in some ways. Have you seen that with your group?
We have. I think with young people in 2020, the adversity thing and what their experience has been is different than maybe most, and how people treat them and how their support network handles adversity, or what perceived adversity is too. Because when things don't go their way, they just play on a different team, go to a different school, go play a different sport. Everybody's in this culture of just, if it doesn't go how you want it to go, do something else. So adversity, we don't always embrace it the way we'd like to. In terms of success, I think you have far more of a captive audience when they're seeing the fruits of their hard work pay off. I know early in the year, a lot of those overtime losses, guys are looking at me like, Coach, I mean, you keep telling us all this stuff, but we just dropped another one in overtime. And then when they start to see it turn over and you can see their confidence, I know our guys are confident right now. I know they're scrappy. I feel like every night out there, if you say which team plays harder, I feel good that we're that team. So it does help build that confidence. I think that's definitely what's happened with those wins.
And just to kind of tie it back to what you said earlier, next year you're not going to have to be the guy who at least is saying it by yourself. There are going to be guys in that locker room who are going to be able to tell the young kids, because it's going to be a very young group next year, they're going to be able to tell that young group, no, he's right, because we lived it last year.
That's important, and I think with the guys that we have on our team this year, and then with David Jenkins, who I'm 3 years with him being on the ball club with me, probably can carry that message as well or better than any. So having those guys back with that experience, having guys that have, you know, you've been in the trenches with, you've fought the fights with. You know, Marvin and I talked about it today. I said, as this thing moves forward, you need to be a guy that's the coach on the floor instead of, you know, my voice needs to gradually be less and less. Yours needs to be more and more because your voice can be, you know, every bit, if not more impactful.
Well, we really look forward to it. We welcome the Terrys.
Oh, yes, sir.
Curtis and Preston.
Yes, Miss Preston, the boss, the real boss.
The real boss, yep, of the Terry household, joining us here at Bailiwick. Curtis, I know you've really enjoyed the last couple of games. You've enjoyed the effort, and you really, really enjoyed watching the guys execute on both ends against Colorado State.
Yeah, I think it's well known how much I'm enjoying it. at least I let it be known, good or bad. But the guys are just having fun. And like Coach, I think like you said, 100%, whoever plays hardest, they're going to win, especially how things are going as of late. Shots haven't been falling. When shots do fall, good or bad, the guys are just competing and playing defense and giving themselves a good chance. And so, again, when adversity does hit, how do guys respond to it? And we're seeing that. And I had to do it myself this evening. Daddy daycare's in full swing.
Yep.
So, hey, how do you fight?
You hit the curveball.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt about it. Coach, one guy we didn't mention, but it is so great because Jonah Antonio not only went through that period with the injury this year, but he went through a shooting slump, and I'm not sure he's ever done that. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it. But to see him now over the last couple of games revert to form and become that sharpshooter and that threat, I mean, obviously it changes the Rebels offensively and makes them a much, much more difficult team to guard. But just personally and individually for him, I'm sure you're very happy for him.
I am, and he's continued to fight through, too, that the hand – you know, the challenges he's had with that injury is really, you know, with his psyche and his form and kind of how he gathers into his shot, it's impacted him. He's had to work through that. He also puts a lot of pressure on himself, so he knows that what he can really bring to our team is shooting the ball, so that when you look at those numbers and you're saying, well, that's not what my percentage should look like, he's very self-critical. But what we're seeing, again, it's the life lesson of keep fighting, keep shoot, get more shots every day, earn that right to make those in the game, and he's earning that right, and you can see his confidence evolving.
No doubt. And when Jonah is when his confidence is there, I think it lifts the other guys too, because I think he brings that little spark. We talked about it at the beginning of the year, you know, during practice, Jonah's team always seems to win, and he just brings that little extra that the guys like, and there's no, as you say, there's no agenda, there's no selfishness. I think it just lifts everybody up.
It does, and you can sense the energy in Thomas and Mack when he's starting to get his feet set and the ball's going his way. You know, half the crowd's on their feet before it even leaves his hands, because we know that when he gets one, he can get it rolling a little, and that was the energy we felt the other night, and hopefully that's a sign of things to continue for him the rest of the year.
Just the same way they used to do when CT would have the ball in his hand.
What was that supposed to mean?
Exactly. They loved watching you shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was underhanded jab.
Never. Well, the Rebels are heading down to Curtis's favorite little spot at Viejas. He was an Aztec killer down there.
Still am.
From freshman year on. But I love the fact that that you said the guys know that they're kind of scrappy, they're gritty, and they will go out there and be the hardest working team, regardless of anything else. I think that confidence is critical going into an environment like San Diego State will be.
It is, because they're really good. Like, everybody wants to find – everybody that I talk to around college basketball who watches games wants to keep saying, but are they really that good? Like, it's pretty impressive to win every single game, to find a way on your bad nights, the nights you're not shooting, the nights someone's hurt, sick, they keep finding a way. So the answer is yes. Now the thing for us is going in there is – there's things we can do to exploit their team, we feel like, offensively and defensively, but they also have a lot of strengths on both sides. So we've got to take advantage of what we can. We've got to make some shots, especially early, to space out and open the floor and keep them out of transition. We've got to stick together, because at some point they're going to have a run. We've got to stay together and weather that storm and hang around. And you know, in games like that, you build confidence the longer you're there, right? The longer you're with them, they start to get tighter. You start to play with more freedom and confidence, and that's what we need to do is stay that course and then separate late come Saturday.
And that was the formula you used against New Mexico. It was that stick-together thing. and the grind it out thing, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah, our guys really did a great job, and we preached going into that game for the few days prior that we were the more together team, and at some point in the game that was going to come out, and you just have to be together, and it's going to be so every huddle and timeout, we talked about body language and communication and sharing the ball and getting your teammates back on defense and just trust us. And then you saw over that last few minutes of that game how it unfolded. That came to fruition. So our guys are, you know, I think they're hungry. We're excited for this opportunity. And, you know, you've got nothing to lose. Free will, go in there, you know, play as hard as you can, shoot it with tremendous confidence, play for each other, and let's go shake some things up.
That sounds terrific. Curtis is all fired up. He was talking about trying to find a jersey.
Well, I know there's a number 31 jersey. I just don't know if – well, I know one thing. I don't know if I bring enough value for the boys right now. I can't replace what Marvin's doing. But I know for sure I don't have any eligibility.
No, well, that's a shame. Maybe we can figure it. A wig won't even work because then you go back to looking the way you were.
Yeah, but also I think my hair was a lot better than Marvin's.
We'll let you and Marvin figure that one out.
It's a fact.
Coach, we're talking about the New Mexico game. It flashed in my mind, and I heard the highlight, and I didn't do it justice. The play that Eli made on the sideline, where he stole the ball and then from his belly was able to kind of launch it forward to Amari to go in for a layup, a huge play in the game. It's one of my favorite plays of the year.
That was a big time play. I mean, Eli's made some very timely defensive energy plays that have helped us. That was a big time play at a key moment. It almost cleared the benches. We had a little bit of a little more entertainment there. I was a little bit excited, hoping for, you know, maybe the officials to look the other way. But nonetheless, we tried to employ sportsmanship and basketball tactics and find a way to finish the game, and we were able to do it.
No doubt about it. Curtis, is anybody – I mean, we unfortunately missed him for a couple months because of the injury. But I don't think I've seen anybody having more fun on the floor than Eli is right now.
No, not at all. I don't think so. But I think it's a good thing
in
hindsight that you missed him, right? Because
yeah,
you get to see what everybody else can do. I mean, that gave Marvin his opportunity. And that way other people had to step up, and Jay got his opportunity. And then Donnie goes down, and everybody just pulling for each other, all hands on deck. And I think that's what really you see when teams kind of come together and who they are and what they can do and can be when you put all the pieces together. So, I mean, it's a blessing in disguise. Otherwise, you don't really get that opportunity for Marvin. As a team standpoint, and he doesn't get that opportunity individually as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective because in some ways it was better for the long-run future of the program that Marvin got the opportunity is taking the bull by the horns. A shame for Eli, but I'm having so much fun watching him have fun right now. We need to take a break real quick. Can you give us just an update on how Donnie's how he's doing?
Yeah, so again, he's continuing to be evaluated. It still looks like at this point that it's unlikely for a return, but he's continuing to, you know, go to his treatments and do everything he can to put himself in position. So we'll hope, keep our fingers crossed that maybe he can make a return, but right now that doesn't appear likely.
All right, that's a shame because he's such a big contributor to this program. Let's take a break, come back. We got a bunch of questions on the Twitter line, talk a little about San Diego State, also talk about Senior Night because we don't have a show between now and Senior Night next Wednesday against Boise, and we'll want to let Coach talk about how important that is. But we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Runner Rebel Coaches Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Inbounds pass comes all the way in the backcourt to Jonah Antonio. And with 12 on the shot clock, Eli has it. Eli drives. Eli down the right side, off the glass, and it spins in. Boy, Eli, when he's healthy, is a huge asset to this team. Eli going down the right side against Colorado State and putting one in high off the glass. And the Runner Rebels helping the Runner Rebels to an 80-56 shellacking of the Rams. There aren't many times, Coach, when you see a team just kind of get the want to taken away from them. And the Rebels did that to Colorado State, and that is a really good team.
Yeah, they're an elite offensive team, and they've been successful through the year and had a lot of success. And I think our guys were so attentive to detail and played so hard that you could feel their spirit break a little bit there, and that we were just continuing to – we were a well-oiled machine for 30, some minutes in a row. And then it's funny, somebody asked late, like, what did you think about the last 5 or 6 minutes offensively? I said, that was called sportsmanship. And we were intentionally grinding the clock and, you know, trying to do the right thing. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, you feel these questions of like, why wasn't our offense? What happened there at the end? So, anyway.
Yeah, I got a similar text from someone saying, what happened to the last 5 minutes? And I mean, this is someone who actually played basketball, and I'm kind of wondering where that came from. But, you know, people just want success, I guess, is the best way to put it. All right, Coach, heading into San Diego State, we know that the Aztecs, and you've talked about it before, that one of the things that they do best is not make mistakes. They just do what they do, and they don't make mistakes. Will we see, and these are some questions we've gotten off our Twitter feed, will we continue to see the small lineup against the Aztecs? Is that in the, you know, sort of in the playbook, or is that unavoidable because of the way the roster's set up right now?
Yeah, no, it's been a lineup we've gone to here lately that we've liked from time to time based on lineups and who's on the floor and those sort of things. So I would anticipate at some point we will go with it again on Saturday.
All right. Is there a thought in terms of switching up defenses against? I mean, when you again off of the Twitter line, do you switch defenses against the Aztecs or do you stick with your strength?
I think you look at every combination lineup they put out and say, do we feel best on best we're better, or do we feel like it's more to our advantage to try to disrupt the rhythm? And you'll see some of both. And I think it's our job to keep them off balance on one end, and the other end try to play the strengths of our defense.
One of the things that Curtis and I talk about against San Diego State is they're so good at taking care of their defensive responsibilities and helping on defense when you drive against them. And the Rebels have been so effective with Bryce, with Amari, with Eli, at attacking the rim from the guard position. The Aztecs make that very, very difficult. Do you talk to the guys about adjustments, pulling up, kicking the ball out, things like that?
Yeah, it's really important. We talked about it with Colorado State. Their defenses are designed almost opposite, where Colorado State wants to push you to the outside of the floor and then collapse everybody on penetration from the outside and force you to skip. Opposite, San Diego State, it's more they're in the gaps early, and they keep you off the baseline, try to keep you at the top. And then they really try to shrink those gaps. And when you drive it, they really rake at the basketball. So, you know, when you're going into the paint, there's going to be a lot of hands trying to come in and get steals and deflections.
Yeah, I know, Curtis, the Rebels battled San Diego State really tough at the Thomas and Mack. Almost won that game had they been able to knock down a few more shots. But in the past, we've seen, especially when you go down there, the it's almost like banging your head against the wall. You drive the lane. And those long arms and big bodies come flying over, and you just have to make an adjustment. And it's almost like kind of a single-game adjustment because of that.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with San Diego State is just they're so disciplined. They don't hurt themselves. They're not going to turn it over a lot. They're going to make sure they defensively rebound and not let you get second opportunities. But playing down there, it's a different animal, a different beast. I mean, just the environment, the student section is right there on top of you. They've got some now they're funny signs. I can admit that they're funny. But they just got so much passion, especially when their team is doing well. But, again, defensively, they're always on key, and that's been the case for the last decade. But now that they're able to score, it makes them even so much more deadlier. But, again, if you outwork them, outgrind them, they're a team that will have some cracks because nobody's perfect, and everybody's due at some point. And hopefully for the Rebels' sake that is going to come up on Saturday.
No question about it. Coach, another question we had. Folks know that you took advantage of the 15 hours away from the team to go recruiting. Without getting into specifics, is there still anything going on for recruiting for next year, or is it all for years in the future?
Yeah, I think with recruiting, you're always continuing to recruit every day for every year. And there's always scenarios that can happen or things that can come together. So we've got to continue to be aware and be aggressive with guys that we feel like fit the character we need and the work ethic and the talent and desire to be part of something special. And we'll see how they all play out, and we'll be prepared for a lot of scenarios.
All right, let's as we mentioned before we took the last break, this is our next to last coaches show. We've got one more next week. But that show will be in after the final home game of the regular season, which is Wednesday night against Boise State, an 8 o'clock tip, and it is senior night. It's going to be a whiteout at the Thomas and Mack. We encourage everybody to come out and honor those three seniors. And, Coach, we haven't had a chance to really talk about those guys as a group, Eli and Nick and Vitaly. But it's a special night for them, and I'm sure a special night for you.
It is. And first of all, for Nick, he, you know, being a local guy, coming back home after starting at Idaho, feeling like not sure where his career may or may not go. When we came in, he was uncertain of how that was going to go for him. We elected put him on scholarship. We've asked a lot of him in terms of, you know, his habits on a daily basis. I think he would joke with you how we've gotten him up a lot earlier, and kind of Nick's kind of one of those guys. He's kind of, you know, just kind of moseying around, and we've tried to really increase that sense of urgency, and he's done great with it. Obviously, we're starting him because we trust him and proud of him. He's had so many moments where he's provided some energy, a key rebound, a putback, a loose ball, a block, those sort of things. With Vitaly, a guy who, you know, obviously played his 3 years at Arizona State prior, and just can't say enough, especially lately, about how he stayed the course, again, at times where he didn't get as many minutes. Now there's a lot of times where you're not trying to get him minutes. You feel like you need to have him on the floor. And he's going to be successful in anything he does moving forward, but he's really been a team guy. He's really been grateful and humble for this opportunity, and he's done a great job with it. And then with Eli, you know, I've known him a long time, coached his older brother, and he and I are still really close to this day. So I've known of Eli since he was 11 or 12 years old. And to see him now as a senior playing his best basketball, knowing what he's been through, again, another guy, he's, you know, came from Texas and wanted to be somewhere where he was more impactful in winning and losing. And he's gotten that wish, and he's really been terrific for us here lately, and just his energy is really in key defensive plays late. It's really helped us. So those three guys mean a lot to our program. They're for me, the first year in the Rebel program, first group of seniors. So those guys each hold a special place in my heart.
And senior night for you, is it always a little bit of a tough night? Is it a night you kind of revel and rejoice in the guys who you're saying farewell to? How do you approach it?
Well, I remember my senior night when I played, and my coach told me it was one of the happiest days of his life, and I thought it was because I played for him, and it was actually because he was getting rid of me. So I try not to, you know, have that same effect on the guys we coach, but now it's a special night. It's great. It's a chance to honor those guys, chance to let them know how important they are to us and how much we appreciate their efforts on and off the court every day.
Well, Curtis, I'm sure you remember your senior night very fondly.
Mm-hmm, I sure do. 22-10-5 against Utah. I definitely remember that.
I was kind of going with the family and, you know, all of that
stuff,
that's okay.
I think they were there too. No, but
numbers guy.
Yeah.
Journalism major. The only numbers I could do is keep my stats during the game. No, but I think what's important is that these guys, these seniors, they were only here, I mean, Nick, obviously 2 years, and he's a hometown kid, but Vitaly and Eli, just 1 year. And so the impact that they make is not going to be well represented and respected now, but down the line, when Coach continues this and the success mounts on top of it, they're the ones that started this thing.
Right.
And they lay that foundation. They are just as important as the group here in 2 years that goes to the Sweet 16. expectations. But I think that's the thing, and that's why people need to come out and honor these guys, because they're just as important, even though they're not going to get the shine and the accolades now, but they're just as important present to build this thing moving forward. And they've just done a great job so far. Awesome guys, awesome kids to watch.
They really are. They're great kids to get to know and to talk to. Had a chance to do that, and they are special. We might even try to get a representation from them here on the show next week. But that's senior night. That's next Wednesday night. Thomas and Mack, a whiteout against Boise State. And we encourage all the fans to come on out and honor those three who are going to be playing their final regular season home game as Runner Rebels. Your stand-ins have just shown up. So I think we're safe to let you go and say goodnight to the kids, Coach.
Yeah, if we could, just make sure everybody here, Jay Green, he's really helping us win games right now. So make sure he feels that love because he's done a great job. He's really came in and made a big impact on our team. And then if you see Bryce or you want to ask him the question, just make sure we're not allowing Bryce defensively to give up any three-point shots. So I told Bryce today, 25 and 10, like this right here, that doesn't mean anything to me. We're worried about him on defense. So challenge him to be a better defender because we know he's got the scoring thing covered.
It just never stops, Bryce. It just never stops. But that's going to make you a better player. Coach, appreciate it. Say goodnight to the kids for us. We'll see you on the way to San Diego State tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Head coach C.J. Otzelberger, take a break. Come back. We got Jay Green. We got Bryce Hamilton. When we return, you're listening to the Runner Rebel Coaches Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Party on the right side this time. Kicks the ball back out to Marvin. Pass down low to Bryce Hamilton. Hamilton to Hardy. Hardy comes in from the right side, gets in the lane, feeds Hamilton. Hamilton from the baseline for the slam dunk. Bryce Hamilton attacking the basket against Colorado State. Two of his 25 as the Rebels dominate the Rams 80-56. John Sandler, Curtis Terry, and the aforementioned Bryce Hamilton joining you from Bailiwick. Bryce, appreciate you doing so. I just opened the page to your stats from this year.
Hold on, John.
Yeah.
You should have threw him one there. You should have played the defensive highlight when he chased the dude down and blocked it. Come on now.
Maybe we'll run that in just a moment.
Jared, you've got to help him out, especially
if you heard that. If you heard that, I know we have that highlight. We'll call for it in just a moment. All of a sudden, the color guy thinks he's the producer. but as I look at the numbers this year, Bryce, okay, 18 against SMU in the non-conference, and then you had a real good game against Fresno State up there. You had 21, but then, you know, up and down again a little bit, and then all of a sudden, here we go. 20 against Utah State, 15, 19, 19, 16, 35, 26, 29, 28, 15, 17, 23, 17, and 25. Something clicked. Something went off. What has been the key? What has been the difference? What has taken you to this next level?
As the season going on, just getting used to everything, you know, everything started to just get much clearer, get much easier. You know, my coaches and teammates, you know, they give me that confidence every single day to just keep on getting better and just keep working.
I know that there was a point where not only you, but a couple of the starters sat out for a bit and didn't get that start. And your emergence as one of the elite scorers in this conference kind of came after that. Was that a clear message and a clear message understood and moved on from there?
Most definitely. Coach TJ, he has no favorites, and he treats everybody the same. So, you know, I just took that as something that I just need to step up and just be much better.
So Curtis and I have a little fun when you're rolling on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Because Curtis made the point, and now we talk about it all the time, that there aren't many guys in this league who can guard you when you've got the ball in your hands and you get moving downhill, especially when they give you an inch to your left. And Curtis's favorite expression is, after you get rolling, you make one, and then you make another one, and they switch on you, and you make it against that guy. He just goes,
next. Can't guard him. Next.
How do you maintain that level of confidence without letting it get out of control, and all of a sudden it becomes sort of the Bryce Hamilton show, and that won't work in the offense?
You know, just taking advantage of the defense. You know, I just see holes where the defense gives me opportunity to drive, and I just take advantage of it.
They have now, the last couple of games, and I'm sure it's been going on for a while, I mean, they are standing on your left side. But you still are able to get there, or are you now consciously working on improving work that move, trying to go right?
You know, I always work on my right hand. I know I could go right, but, yeah. So I just take what the defense gives me, pretty much.
Plus, if they can't stop you from going left, keep going left, right?
Yeah.
Easy enough.
One of the things that has emerged the last few games that we've seen is that Bryce, I remember Shakur Justin last couple years against zone with that role right in the middle of the zone, let's say a 2-3 zone at the foul line or maybe one step into the key, you have kind of taken that role and you have become deadly, that little 14-foot, you know, catch and turn and knock it down. That's such a huge thing against the zone. I'm sure it's something that you guys work on.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we work on curls a lot, just getting into the middle and just shoot that open jumper.
And Bryce, what do you see now? Now, obviously, at first, people weren't expecting and ready for what you were doing offensively. Now that they're keying on you, what do you see and what adjustments have you made to not only be effective for yourself but also to create for your teammates?
I just noticed that, you know, the defense is always going to key on me. And so, you know, that gives me opportunities, you know, make a play for my teammates, you know, that they're going to always be open. And, you know, it's just always going to click out.
We have seen the transition game pick up. And against Colorado State, it was deadly. Mm-hmm. But whether it's transition basketball off a missed shot or whether it's moving the ball in the half court, do you guys, I mean, are you aware of how much more effective you guys are when that ball is moving and when you guys are moving?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, the coach is always on us about moving, you know, moving without the ball. And, you know, when we move without the ball and we just pass in, you know, we had a good assist last game. And so, you know, it looked pretty good.
It did. Hey, Jared, were you able to get that highlight that the producer called for? Cross-court pass to Eli. Out to Coleman, but it's a nice move by Martin to steal it. Passes up ahead to Edwards, and Edwards' layup is blocked from behind by Bryce Hamilton, who's got a big smile on his face. Hamilton hustling down, blocked that ball off the glass, and Eli came away with it. Under 5:50 to go. Rebels lead 78-47. That was the final nail of on top of another nail in the coffin the other night. You had the biggest smile on your face when you finished that. I know Coach gets on you about your defense, and I know he's made it a point of emphasis. I know it's something you're constantly working on. How good did that feel?
It felt really good. I've always been capable of making those plays, and, you know, I just always play hard until the game is over.
Well, Coach gets on you about your defense a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I know, I mean, there are times you're out on the floor and something happens and all of a sudden you've got a seat next to Kevin usually and there's probably a conversation. What do you need to do to become a more complete player, I guess is the best way to put it?
Just taking my pride in defense as much as I do in offense. You know, that's something I could definitely get better at. My help defense, on-ball defense, one-on-one. And, you know, I'm getting better at that every single day. And my coaches stay on me.
Not Coach Kevin. No, he wasn't a very good defender.
Yeah.
curious, and I think about this because I'm trying to put it together, and I can't because I think there's multiple parts to it. What player do you watch, and do you style your game after? What players do you try to take to emulate to be yourself and to show what you do on the court?
Mostly James Harden. I watch him a lot, like almost 24/7. I try to emulate my game off of pretty much everybody. You know, James Harden, Paul George, Kyrie, KD, Kobe, Jordan. You know, all those players like that. You know, I just try to take every single bit from them.
So, are we gonna get a beard then?
Yeah.
Oh. At some
working
point.
On it.
All right. Bryce, how excited are you? I mean, still plenty to do this year. Big game Saturday at San Diego State. Senior night. I know that's going to be a big night for you and your teammates as Nick and Vitaly and Eli are honored. The final road game at San Jose, the tournament, whatever happens after that. But how excited are you for your future next year with the Runner Rebels and the idea of becoming a leader on this team?
I'm real excited. You know, we got a good young core coming in next year. And, you know, we're just getting started. We're going to just keep on building and just build a culture here.
But you mentioned when we first sat down that it took you a while to kind of adjust, and I'm sure it did with everybody. The coaches to you to the coaches and everything. You're not going to have to do that next year. You're going to be able to hit the ground running. What are you going to work on this summer, and what are you looking forward to, you know, improving?
Just being a leader. You know, I'm going to know that they're going to probably look up to me because I'm going to be one of the upperclassmen. And, you know, just being a leader, being more talkative, and, you know, just being a good role model for them.
Can you talk about your senior teammates? Let's start with Eli and how much fun he is to watch on the court flying around.
It's so much fun to play with Eli. You know, he's fancy. You know, he likes to do his little filet layups and stuff. He just plays hard. He gets after it on defense. He brings that intensity. You know, he just plays great.
Can we hear your Canadian accent?
Yo, fam.
it's a Canada ting.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
It's a little. There's a little Creole, a little Caribbean in that Canada accent as well. Vitaly, and he has really emerged, and this is a guy who plays hard.
yeah. you enjoy watching him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, he plays real hard, you know. He gets rebounds for us, offensive rebounds. He spaces the floor out, makes threes. He guards the big man. You know, he plays great. He's been playing really well for us.
And then old man Nick.
yeah, yeah. Nick's an old man. Still able to jump, though.
He is. He got that big foot back, and he plays hard.
Yeah, he plays hard.
Do you guys respect the fact that, especially now with Donnie out, that Nick's having to guard some much bigger, stronger guys? I mean, there were a couple times when he was on Roddy, and Roddy's only got about an inch on him. He's got about 50 pounds, about 6 inches either side. That was intriguing. But Nick doesn't back down from anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nick is fearless. You know, he always ready for the challenge, and, you know, he just has a dog in him.
He does have a dog in him. Well, I tell you what, Bryce, it has been such a pleasure and so much fun watching you just explode on the scene. You're no longer that guy with the potential. You still have a ton of it, but you're a guy who's beginning to fulfill that potential, and we look forward to seeing it for the rest of the year and in years to come. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with
you.
Us. Congratulations on the success to this point, and we'll look forward to watching you down in San Diego this weekend. Appreciate
Thank you
being
guys
with
us.
Go kick their butt.
Yep.
We will take a break. We will come back with Mr. Jay Green. He will be with us when we return. You're listening to the Runner Rebel Coaches Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Back to Green. Right side, Amari Hardy fakes the three, drives, comes underneath, little double clutch, no good. Green is there for the putback. Nice job by Jay. Jay Green doing what he does best, that is working hard and doing whatever it takes to help the Rebels to a victory. He will be part of the crew that heads to San Diego tomorrow for the game on Saturday afternoon. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up and the game at 4 o'clock. No, check that. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with Runner Rebel warm-up and the tip at 4:30 from Viejas against the undefeated and nationally ranked San Diego State Aztecs. John Sandler, Curtis Terry with you. Now, the aforementioned Jay Green joining us. And, Jay, we haven't had a chance to really visit with you since you've kind of gotten a bigger role on this team. Like a lot of things that have happened this year, it's been good out of things that have been less than good.
Mm-hmm.
A case where some guys got disciplined and didn't play in games. You got a chance to start. You played big minutes in a non-conference game against Robert Morris. You showed what you could do. You showed the coaches what you could do. You proved yourself. You were ready. And as a result, you've become a valuable member of this team. And that's got to make you feel proud.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, we're all just trying to win. And, you know, it's tough sitting there when you're a competitor, watching your guys out there fighting when you want to be out there helping. So I'm just appreciative and, like, thankful for the opportunity.
Do you feel the confidence from your teammates?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I practice with them every day. I feel like they know what I can do. I know what they can do. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all working towards the same thing. So it makes it easy.
Curtis, I know you've been impressed with what Jay's been able to do.
Who hasn't, right? Yeah. I mean, Jay, it's hats off to Jay for just being ready. I mean, it's hard to stay ready when your opportunities aren't there. But not only did he get them around Christmas, but he started two games. And then now, again, his role has changed to where Donnie's down. He's going to be needed to fill in and do whatever the team and coach needs. But, Jay, how do you stay ready? Like, for you, how are you able to adapt but make sure that you're ready at the drop of a hat to get in there and contribute?
Stay ready. You don't have to get ready. You know, I've just – since day one, just been ready for my opportunity. Stay locked in at practice. Pay attention. You know, that's really it. I've just been ready since day one.
What do the coaches tell you about your role now and the things that they want to see from you when you go on the floor?
For me right now, I know my role defensively, just 1 through 5, guard whoever I have to. And then, you know, more so on the offensive end, just keep the ball moving and crash the offensive glass. And, you know, they've communicated that pretty clearly. So I just got to make sure I keep doing that.
You're part of a contingent of Runner Rebels, Bryce Hamilton included, who have done an unbelievable job, especially on the offensive boards, in terms of rebounding. Is that effort, is that toughness, is that instinct, the combination of all that?
I think it's a combination of all of it. It just, you know, once the ball's in the air, it just comes down to who wants it more. You know, athleticism plays a little part in it, technicality, you know, all of that. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to heart, who wants it more.
When you think about this Runner Rebel team and the success they've had in conference with 9 wins thus far,
Can some of it be attributed to the fact that it, you know, we said at the beginning of the year, it takes a while for players and coaches and everything to kind of get rolling on the same page?
Yeah, definitely. I think early on, everybody was still trying to get a feel for each other, get a feel for their role within the team, what was expected of them, what they needed to do out there day in, day out. And, you know, now we're seeing guys, you know, like Bryce stepping up into their roles and other guys, you know, like Nick, Marv, doing whatever they have to do night in, night out to get those wins. And, you know, it's finally starting to come together.
Playing multiple positions, especially in this case, like 1 through 5, mm-hmm. depending on what happens, foul trouble, injuries, is that hard for you to do? I had to do it my junior year for Coach Kruger. Mm-hmm. But what goes into that for you? Is it extra reps? Because you're not going to get those in practice. Is it extra film?
It's a lot of extra film, especially on the offensive end, just knowing all the plays, 5 positions. Defensively, it's not too tough. You know, I grew up playing a guard. Now, you know, more in college, I've guarded that 3-4. So I think I've got a good amount of experience guarding all positions. But, yeah, particularly on the offensive end, just being aware of where I'm meant to be at on the court.
And the reason I point that out, because it's not easy. Like, for example, the point guard, you're going to get reps at the point guard, maybe at the 2 guard, playing off the ball. But when you have to play 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, you've got to know every position and each play from every position. Mm-hmm. And I think those things go unnoticed. And so I think, again, hats off to you for staying ready and just contributing whatever coach asks or needs at any given day, because I think that's huge and that fuels this team's success.
No, I appreciate that.
Jay, real quick, mindset heading into San Diego State of the team.
We're excited. You know, it's a great opportunity, big game. Obviously, they're undefeated, and, you know, why not us? We want to be the one to get them up there, especially at their place. We've been locked in all week for this one. Yeah, we're excited. We're really excited to head up there.
Well, we appreciate you coming down. Congratulations on your success. We look forward to seeing more of it with you in a Runner Rebel uniform. That's going to do it for us tonight. Remember, San Diego State, 4:30 tip, 4 o'clock Runner Rebel warm-up on Saturday, senior night next Wednesday against Boise, and back here for the final Runner Rebel Coaches Show of the Year a week from tonight. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Jared back in our studios, Triv, for Curtis, Jay, Bryce, and Coach. This is John saying thanks for listening. Talk to you Saturday from San Diego. Have a good night, everybody.
Hotel and Casino. You've been listening to the Runnin' Rebels Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by State Farm. Go with the one that's here to help life go right. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Chevron. It's proven. No gasoline gets better mileage than Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Rebel Sports Network.